Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And now, Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management, Paul Nolte, will tell us exactly what the Fed will do tomorrow. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bob. Nice to be with you. I think that one is an easy one. It's what's going to happen after that's going to be a little tougher.
At the press conference?
The press conference. So I think the Fed will be going 75 basis points. And beyond that, I think what Powell has done at some of his comments at various public functions and in front of Congress is he's actually been kind of on the dovish side. So it may be that he says, okay, we're done with the shock and awe, and we're maybe going to raise rates in September and maybe indicate that they're done raising interest rates. And I think that will give the stock market a boost if that happens.
Talk about the Walmart announcement yesterday and why that was such a big deal.
Yeah, it was. Because they came right after the market closed. They said, you know, we're going to be cutting our earnings. Excuse me. They're going to be cutting their earnings estimates, profit forecast based on higher food costs. They have excess inventory and a lot of different items that they're having trouble selling, and energy prices as well. So it's an indication that the consumer is maybe on their back foot a little bit and not spending as much right now. And that again, is an indication that maybe a recession is at hand or at least close by.
You wrote that the bond market is signaling a recession is on the horizon sometime over the next year. Explain that.
Yeah, that's the difference between the 2-year and the 10-year yield on treasuries. Historically, if I'm going to borrow money for 10 years, I should be getting a higher interest rate than if I'm going to do it for 2. Right now, the 2-year yield on a treasury bond is actually higher than the 10-year. And historically, when you have that inversion, that indicates that the recession is on the horizon. We very well could be, with Friday's announcement of the GDP report, have 2 quarters of negative GDP, which is kind of the shorthand version of a recession.
So you've got, what, 200 companies reporting earnings in the very near future?
This week. About half of the total market cap of the S&P 500. So we got Microsoft and Google today. We've had 3M, McDonald's this morning. Steve talked about Archer Daniels Midland. So we've got a huge amount of earnings coming out this week. It's going to be a discussion about pricing, employment, and what are they seeing as far as goods getting sold? Are they actually able to sell as much as they want to at this point?
Earnings estimates are still fairly high, aren't they?
They are. The S&P 500 is still running around $197 a share on the S&P 500, and that really hasn't come down very much, even with the earnings, in some cases, missing estimates. I would expect, with a recession on the horizon, maybe compression from margins because of higher costs, that those earnings would be coming down.
Is the recession or recession fears priced into the market now?
I think what's getting priced in the market is the fact that the recession is here and the Fed is going to have to cut interest rates in the very near future. And that could be as early as first quarter, first half of next year. So investors are looking through that recession valley and saying that valley is really not too deep and not too long. And the Fed will be at the investors' back by cutting interest rates. And so that's really what I think is keeping the market up. So when you get news announcements like Walmart, it really kind of takes investors back a bit.
Does Wall Street care about the gas prices going down or about the new COVID subvariants or monkeypox?
I don't think so, because I think it has a short-term impact on maybe employment or having people at work. I think really the focus for the Fed is the focus for the markets are really the Fed and how high are interest rates going to go and when does the Fed turn to be more concerned about a recession and cutting interest rates. So historically, the Fed or interest rates come down slowly over a period of 4 to 6 years. So the fact that we're up here and expecting to get back to 2% in short order is unusual.
Yeah, I was reading in the Wall Street Journal today because, as you know, I'm a financial investor, big time, that most of the financial advisors, like you, Paul, are expecting the Fed to raise the rates, but then turn around and start cutting them about 6 months later. Mm-hmm. Is that your forecast?
I don't know. That's the part that is certainly getting baked into Wall Street, and I'm not quite sure if it's going to be a deeper recession that lasts longer because inflation persists, and the Fed will want to bring inflation down faster than what's occurring right now. It's very possible that this recession lasts a lot longer, and as we saw in 2007 to 2009, even though the Fed was cutting interest rates during the financial crisis, the markets continued to decline before they finally bottomed in March of 2009. So we may not be out of the woods just yet.
I admit that inside my Wall Street Journal here, I've got Mad Magazine that I'm really reading. Kingsview Wealth Management, Paul Nolte. Thanks, Paul.
We will talk soon. Thank you.
Yes, sir.